Gotcha, eh, what?
Oh, thank you, Cucumber. You're my hero.
All this fuss over just a tiny insect?
No, it's not just a tiny insect. It's an ant. Entirely different.
Oh, well, if you say so.
Ants are far worse than most kind of bugs. Ants come in packs.
Colonies, eh, what?
They come in colonies, and they steal any food they can get their hands on.
Technically, ants don't have hands, eh, what?
I was speaking metaphorically. Ah! There's another one! Coming this way!
Look, and another over near that chair.
And I see one on top of the table, eh, what?
Oh, dear! I see at least 20!
Rats! Just as we were starting to win the battle, eh, what?
How many have you killed this morning?
About 100 or so, eh, what?
Really?
He's not exaggerating. This house is alive with them. They seem to keep coming out of the woodwork.
I had no idea it was this bad. I thought we just had a little bit of a problem with a few ants last night.
It started last night, but since then it's grown into monstrous proportions. The ants are absolutely infesting the place. They've been stealing lots of food. Why, earlier, I just set a plate of cookies down on the counter and turned my back for a second. And when I looked again, they were gone.
The cookies?
No, the whole plate was gone. Not a trace left.
Oh my goodness.
And some of them have even gotten inside the refrigerator.
I hate to break it to you guys, but I think the ants are trying to surround us, eh, what?
Quick, Cucumber, get out your gun!
Oh my, this is getting too much for me. I'm going to find Hulsenpfeffer.
He's in his laboratory, eh, what?
Thanks. Hulsenpfeffer?
Yes? Oh, hello, Zimmerman. What's up?
Have you seen what's going on out there?
Going on? What do you mean?
I mean the ant problem. They're all over the place.
What? Ants all over the place? What do you mean? I haven't seen any ants.
Seriously, how could you overlook-
Now, don't go bothering me with silly difficulties, Zimmerman. I am working on a very important project.
What is it?
The Hulsenpfeffer Jet Cheese Gun. It's almost finished.
Jet Cheese Gun? What on earth is that supposed to be?
Well, here. Just let me take off my glasses for a minute. There. Now, you know how most people like soft melted cheese on sandwiches and pastas and all sorts of other meals?
Yes, I like melted cheese myself, but it usually takes too long to melt it. I just don't have the time.
And that's exactly the reason I invented this device. You see this bottle here?
Yes, it looks like a can of whipped cream with a spray nozzle.
That's because that's what it is, with a few modifications, however. For instance, I installed a special mechanism inside that whenever you press down on the nozzle, it will heat up whatever is in the can extremely quickly, enough to melt it. And so, when you spray it, out comes automatic melted cheese, nice and warm.
Well, can I try your jet cheese gun for lunch?
Well, there are still a few bugs in it, and as soon as I'm done, I'm going to take it downtown and see if I can get a buyer for it. After that, you're free to use it.
I can't wait. I...
Hey, what? Quick, run in here. Phew, we made it. Hey, what?
That was so scary. They almost got us that time.
Who? Who?
The ferocious ants.
Ferocious? My dear Miss Parrot, aren't you letting yourself get a little carried away?
Certainly not. They've been stealing food all morning. And no matter how many Cucumber kills, they still keep coming in swarms.
Well, if it's really as serious as you say, maybe I'll do something about it in a little bit.
A little bit? But Professor, this is urgent. I can't stay in a house full of ants. Either they've got to go or I go. Professor!
Yes, of course, the ants have got to go, yes.
Thank you.
I'll take care of it as soon as I finish up one last formula. Now, where did I put my glasses?
You set them down on the counter right there.
That's what I thought, too. But they aren't there anymore. All right, which of you jokers took my glasses?
Not me, eh, what?
Look, Hulsenpfeffer, there they are. They're being carried across the floor by an army of ants.
What? Ants stealing my glasses? I never heard of such a thing.
What did I tell you?
I'll get them for you, Prof, sir. Hey, what?
Ew.
There. Here are your glasses, Prof. Hey, what?
Thanks.
I think they need to be washed off in the sink first, Professor.
Yes, they are a bit of a mess, aren't they?
Ew, yes they are.
Nobody worry. I promise to stamp out this population of little thieves if it's the last thing I do.
Adventure Alley Productions presents to you The Crackpot Professor, Episode 10, Ants in the House, starring Caleb Thiessen as Professor Hossenpfeffer and Josiah Coates as Professor Zimmerman.
Has anyone seen the professor this morning? He missed breakfast entirely, and I made his favorite, scrambled eggs with whipped cream and cockroaches.
Don't tell me the ants carried him away now. Hey, what?
That's impossible.
Hey, guys!
There you are!
We thought the ants carried you away, too. Hey, what?
Oh, how silly.
So where have you been all morning, Professor?
Oh, out.
Just out? Hey, what?
Well, I went downtown to meet with someone about my latest invention, the Hossenpfeffer Jet Cheese Gun.
And?
And he bought it for $5,000.
$5,000 what, eh, what?
No, $5,000.
Oh, how nice, eh, what?
Yes, here is the check right here.
Oh.
Eh, what?
Well, Professor, let's go celebrate with some homemade ice cream.
It's not one of those healthy flavors, is it?
What's wrong with Brussels sprouts and cashew ice cream?
That was sure some nice ice cream, eh, what? Don't mind chocolate and cookie dough too much, eh, what?
Well, that's one good thing about these ants. If we run out of food, we can eat them if any...
What is it?
Huh? Oh, where? Why? It's gone!
What is?
My $5,000 check!
Oh, no! Hey, what?
We know who took it, right?
No.
The ants, silly.
Oh, that's right.
Let's get to searching, I guess.
Right. Hey, what?
What was that for?
Oh, you just smashed a group of ants with your foot! Look at the mess on my nice, clean floor!
Sorry. Now, let's get searching.
Not in the cupboards.
Not under the rug.
Not on the table. Hey, what?
Not in the toaster.
Not in the fridge.
Not in the oven or microwave.
Not in the heater vents.
Not even in my socks, eh, what?
Where could it be?
It's not anywhere in the house.
At least not where we can find it.
There's only one thing to do.
And what is that, eh, what?
I'll have to go to the company that gave me the check and ask for another one after explaining the situation.
Which company was that?
The Handy Dandy Cheese Factory.
Boy, the Handy Dandy Cheese Factory sure is impressive, eh? Eh, what?
Why did you need all of us to come along, Hossenpfeffer?
Well, when I tell this story, I'm going to need some witnesses who will help prove my story, so I don't just think I'm off my nut.
I'm just glad for any excuse to get out of that ant-infested building. Who knows what they could be doing in the place while we're gone?
They might be kicking back in an armchair and roasting marshmallows over my burning piano at this very moment, eh, what?
Oh, don't get carried away, guys. The house will still be standing there when we get back.
Are you sure about that, Professor?
What I'm more concerned about right now is my $5,000, Miss Parrot. The ant problem can wait.
But they're all part of the same problem, aren't they? Eh, what?
Yes, but hopefully this money problem we can take care of right now. As soon as we're done, I'll go straight to work on getting rid of those ants.
Oh, here's the secretary's desk.
Ma'am, we're here to see Mr. Aldershot. Is...
Oh, of course. You're Mr. Hossenpfeffer, aren't you?
Yes, I was here earlier this morning.
Right. Mr. Aldershot is not particularly busy at the moment. I'll just tell him you're here.
Thank you.
Mr. Aldershot? Mr. Hossenpfeffer is here to see you, sir. Send him in? All right, sir. He says you can go right in, Mr. Hossenpfeffer.
Thanks. Now, you three had better be on your best behavior when we get in there. Mr. Aldershot is a very busy and important man. Zimmerman, no boring him to death with technical words.
Who, me?
Cucumber, no shooting off your pistol or mouse.
Righto, Prof. Eh, what?
And Miss Parrot.
Yes, Professor?
Just don't start any arguments.
Me? Argue? I never start arguments. You must be talking about someone else.
Just see that you don't, okay?
But...
Let's go in. He's waiting.
Ah, Mr. Hossenpfeffer, sir. Good to see you again. May I ask what brings you back again?
Well, you see, sir...
And who are these other people with you? Did they also help make the jet cheese gun?
No, Mr. Aldershot. These are merely my associates and friends.
I see. Well, get to the point, Professor. What do you want?
Well, you see, I was kinda, sorta, wondering if you might possibly be able to consider the chance that you might just perhaps be willing to do a favor in order...
Hossenpfeffer!
Could I have another check, sir?
Wow, that was tactful.
You want an additional $5,000?
No, I don't want an additional, sir. You see, I don't have the first $5,000 anymore.
You mean you spent it already?
No, he means he lost the check you gave him, eh, what?
What? You lost the check? How did you mislay it?
Well, you see, Mr. Aldershot, it's like this. Our house is currently under the control of some ants, and...
I've never heard of anything so ridiculous. Ants are in charge of your house?
Well, you see... It's this way, sir. 2 nights ago, they started appearing in our house, and since then they've gathered reinforcements and just continue to grow in numbers. And, well, they're simply everywhere. It's unprecedented.
Will you guys let me explain this?
We're only trying to help, Professor. But fine, if you don't want my help, I'll just be quiet.
Thank you.
But just don't expect to get any bat souffle tonight, then.
Oh, blackmail is a federal offense, you know.
It's not blackmail. It's simply...
We seem to have wandered from the topic of conversation. Can we get back on track, please? Fine, then. So you all say that your house is alive with ants? I'm still not seeing a connection here.
That's it, sir. The ants are the problem. I set down the check for only an instant, and then... Poof! It was gone!
Huh. Most unusual. Did any of you actually see the ants carry away the check?
Well, I didn't exactly, but...
And how about you, sir?
Me? No, I didn't see them take it.
And you, ma'am?
What does it matter whether I saw them take it or not? No one else could have. They've been taking things left, right, and center.
Please, miss, just answer the question.
No, I did not see them take it, but they're guilty, all right.
And what about you, young man? Did you see the ants take the check away?
Well, no. Eh, what?
That is most unfortunate.
What do you mean, unfortunate?
Well, since none of you actually saw the ants make off with the check... I'm afraid I can't give you another one. I need better proof than just wild accusations.
But there's no other possible explanation, eh, what?
Isn't there? What if, say, Hossenpfeffer here had simply hidden the check somewhere and told all of you that the ants took it?
Why? How dare you!
Yes, how dare you accuse the professor of lying!
Oh, thank you, Miss Parrot.
He may be very dishonest in other areas, but he never lies. At least, not well enough to convince anyone.
Hey!
So that's it? You won't give Hossenpfeffer another check?
I'm afraid not. But come and see me again if there are any more developments, won't you?
Ants are making me so mad!
They already made me mad, eh, what?
They may be nice creatures, but I could do without any insectoids right now.
No need to get...
You, Miss Parrot! After what you said at the office! Oh, you're driving me up the wall!
Hey, maybe that's where all the ants went, eh, what?
What's done is done. All we can do now is... Have any suggestions?
Yes, I am now going to release my revenge on those annoying and aggravating ants.
Go up by ladder. Time to climb the wall now.
How do you plan on releasing your revenge, Professor?
Well, I usually just get started on something without planning, and it comes to me as I work.
Are you sure we shouldn't call in some professionals in this kind of work, Professor?
No, no. I can take care of it on my own, I tell you.
Well, I guess we... Hey, what are you doing up there, Cucumber?
Ouch, what?
What were you doing? Trying to get yourself a double fracture?
I thought the ants might have gone up the wall, eh, what?
In case you missed it, I am going to release my revenge on the ants with an invention of mine.
Oh, which one, eh, what?
The one I am about to make.
Ooh. Oh, eh, what?
Anyway, off I go to start working on it.
Wow, he's so fantastic, isn't he? He just could use a little work on his people skills.
Probably, eh, what? The professor sure has been in there a long time, eh, what?
Got one.
I hope the professor's invention really works. Sometimes his inventions have a way of backfiring.
Oh, I think it'll work. The professor can do anything once he sets his mind to it. Eh, what?
I'm gone!
Yay!
What is it, Professor? Show us!
Yeah, eh, what?
All right, move back a little. My ant eradicator is coming through!
Eh, what?
Ta-da!
What is... it supposed to be, eh, what?
It looks like a small camel.
It's a mechanical anteater!
Wow, neato.
It looks... interesting, Professor.
Thank you.
How does it work, Prof? Eh, what?
Well, it can suck with an enormous amount of force through its nose there. And so any ants within a radius of 30-plus feet will be sucked into the deadly machine's stomach, which... by the way, is full of ant poison.
It might work, but I don't know.
Oh, here, let's just stop all this talk, Hasenfever, and see if it works.
A truer word was never said, Zimmerman. Here she goes!
Wow, that's pretty powerful, eh, what?
Oh, my hair!
Is it sucking up any ants, Zimmerman?
Yes, Hasenfever. It's getting some, and I...
What is it, Cucumber?
My piano is moving this way! Hey, what?
What?
That's right, the anteater is so powerful it is pulling the piano towards it.
Professor! It's moving faster now!
Well,
what's that?
Ew! The anteater is backfiring, hey, what?
Oh no! All the ant poison is coming out the nose! That's not supposed to happen!
That can't be good for the linoleum.
Professor, the piano is coming quite fast now!
Oh no, here it comes!
Professor!
Don't worry, I'll make another one.
No, call Lenny!
Hey, what?
Lenny? You mean that guy we once rented Cucumber's room to? But I don't need any.
Call Lenny!
Hey, what?
But I...
Call Lenny!
Hey, what?
Oh, all right. Oh, Lenny, am I ever glad you're here.
What seems to be the trouble?
You see, we...
Now, Zimmerman, as the head of this house, I will be the one to tell the situation.
Well, all right.
This building, the entire thing, is infested with ants. They actually carried away a check I received from a company that bought an invention of mine. We searched all over and have had no results in uncovering the check. I tried to construct an ant eradicator, but it backfired on me.
That is a problem.
So now everything is just as bad as ever, and we need some help getting rid of these little creatures.
Let me take a quick look through the house and see what I can find out.
So what have you found out, eh, what?
Come and see. That's your problem right there.
Oh, the stinking drain are crawling with ants.
They're going through the old water pipes all over the house. The building is one big ant colony.
Oh, my!
Since you don't use water in the house anymore, I think it's high time that you seal off your sinks. The ants should find their way out of the drain pipes.
How did you get to be so smart, eh, what?
It's a good salesman's tactic. You need to know how to convince people to get them a good sale.
How do you suggest we seal the pipes off?
With sealer.
It's not as easy as you think.
It's not?
No, the ants could eat their way through the sealer before it's dried. And using that much is quite a waste. The first thing is to smoke the pipes and put the ants to sleep.
Ah.
Then the best thing would be to get some super putty and goop it all in the drains and put a special coating on top to dry it hard as rock. Then you just wait for the ants to wake up, and then they should start pouring out the outside light.
Thank you so much for the help. We'll smoke the ants while you get the putty.
Oh, this is so exciting!
It sure is, Miss P. All the super gel putty is dry, and the ants should be waking up any second now. Eh, what?
I can't wait until our house is finally unantified. These last 2 days have been a nightmare.
No kidding.
Oh, there's Lenny. I see him coming.
Hey, folks. Here I am.
Is everything all plugged up?
Yipper.
I'd like to thank you for helping us solve this problem, Lenny. Of course, I could have solved it myself eventually, but my friends are just so impatient.
Do you hear what he's saying, guys?
No, no need for that. I was just joking.
You know, I was thinking about it, and I believe there might be a way to get you some running water again, instead of having to use a well all the time.
Really? Oh, that would be so great! You have no idea how long it takes to wash dishes when you have to bring the water all the way into the house in a bucket! I feel like I'm in Little House on the Prairie!
Yes, I could connect a pipe leading from the well into your main water outlet.
But when we had a plumber in to look at it, he said it couldn't be done.
Hey, who can you trust? Some half-bit plumber or your old pal Lenny?
Well,
it's settled then. I'll begin work on it tomorrow.
Hey, look, I see ants starting to pour out of the drain pipes on the sides of the house. Eh, what?
They're leaving!
Yay!
Well, that's taken care of. Boy, it sure is a relief.
Lenny, you are the man of the hour.
The man of the day, I say. How'd you like some warm apple pie a la mode?
Well, that sounds like a good payment to me. Other than that, no charge.
Hey, look! I see something white moving along on the top of those ants!
What do you think it is, eh, what?
Why, it's my check! It has to be!
What?
Really?
It's the same size and the same color!
Oh, that's good, eh, what?
There! I got it! This is to certify that the handy-dandy cheese factory pays $5,000 to Mr. Hutchinson. Yes! This is it! And unharmed! Not a rip in it! I've got it back! Woohoo! This is the best day ever! Yeah! Woohoo! Oh,
yay! We got the check now! We got the money! We're rich! Yay! 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 Good day!
Ants in the House was brought to you by Adventure Alley Productions. You heard Caleb Thiessen as Professor Hossenpfeffer, Josiah Coates as Professor Zimmerman, Renee Thiessen as Miss Parrot, Reed Thiessen as Captain Cucumber, Randy Coates as Lenny. This episode of The Crackpot Professor was written by Josiah Coates and Caleb Thiessen. Come back next time for episode 11, Beyond the Moon, Part 1.